something you're just going to have to manage going forward again?
Something just going to have to, you know, figure out how to do it and deal with it and make it happen. But I'm going to go out and do the best I can possibly do to make Coach Kaufman say, you know what, I want that guy to play for me on Sunday. So that's my goal.
Justin, back in 2011, you guys were 7-7 in the playoffs. Hopes look slim. You win it all. Can you draw on that experience?
That was a different experience. It was a different team. I mean, we are, like I said, mathematically, we are still in it. And, you know, we just got to keep winning. You know, a lot of things that go on, you know, we was able to take care of the stuff that we took care of then. We have to take care of our part to make sure that those math numbers work in our favor. But if we go out and don't play well and lose, it doesn't matter.
Do you scoreboard watch at all?
No, I don't scoreboard watch. It doesn't make any sense to scoreboard watch. You got a job that you're supposed to be doing. You take care of the job at hand, and there's nothing you can do. There's nothing going to change by you watching the scoreboard. You know, it doesn't do anything. Just go and play football.
Brandon, what can you say about their defensive line? They got some big guys up there that are pretty good at stopping the run.
Oh, no question. I think San Diego, you know, they're physical. Some big boys that can move very well up front. They got two nice edge rushers as well that I don't think get enough credit. You know, and they got some solid linebackers. And, you know, they play good football. You know, it's a team that we're not too familiar with because we haven't played them. I've only played them twice in my career. So, you know, it's a team that we're not as familiar with. But we got to go in and take this week and study and see what they like to do.
When you guys started 0-6, winning 4 in a row seemed like maybe a daunting task. The fact that you guys have strung off a winning streak, you feel like you could win another 5 in a row?
Oh, no question. No question. The guys in the locker room keep believing, and we keep playing together. You know, to be honest, you know, it doesn't really matter how it ends, but we got to go out and take care of our part and go out the right way, you know, regardless of how it happened. We, you know, we still don't want to be losers and just go out and play ball with one another.
Are you still glad you came back? Even though you're dealing with a knee injury and the team's losing more than you wanted, are you glad you...
Listen, there is no place in the National Football League where I'd rather be than right here at 1925 Giants Drive. Nowhere. I'm talking about we could have went 0-16. I would be happy and smiling in this locker room because I'm a Giant at heart. I love this organization. You know, I love these fans. I mean, I love that NY. So it's not a better place for me. You know, I'd rather be here than to go somewhere and be undefeated. You know, this is where I belong.
Brandon,